Officer's Square, nestled in the heart of Fredericton, offers a serene escape for those looking to socialize, meditate, find clarity, or simply enjoy quality time with family amidst nature's embrace. Surprisingly, this tranquil haven, deep in the city, usually the safe zone for both young and old, has unexpectedly become the backdrop for the latest wave of criminal activities in this fine city. In the last 5 weeks, there have been alarming reports of over 20 individuals experiencing the mysterious disappearance of their valuable possessions, including cell phones, ear pods, watches, and jewelry, seemingly vanishing into thin air. Despite the frequency and duration of these incidents, there have been no sightings of the perpetrators, nor have there been any reports of suspicious activities that typically accompany such crimes. This ongoing series of thefts has left the community baffled and concerned, with authorities striving to uncover the method and identity of those behind these brazen thefts. The city police have increased their presence in the park, but have been unable to identify the culprits. Recognizing an opportunity to apply his creative thinking, Declan steps in to unravel this seemingly unsolvable mystery. Despite this, Declan was well aware that the heart and soul of Fredericton lay in its inhabitants. The people of Fredericton, both past and present, are known for their warmth, friendliness, and unwavering honesty. He thought to himself, "This is going to be a good one. It's time to show this city once again why he is the master detective." Declan had always found himself mesmerized by the rich history of the city, viewing this chance as a gateway to delve deeper into its complex historical fabric. He was eager to uncover the layers of stories woven into the city's past, even if it meant bringing to light contemporary events that could cast a shadow over its illustrious heritage. Upon arriving at the museum, Declan spotted a slender man dressed in traditional attire positioned to the left of the entrance, standing atop the remnants of an old building. As Declan strolled onto the museum grounds, he glanced over at the man and greeted him with a smile. "Hi there. I wasn't aware of any reenactments taking place in the city today," he remarked. The man's puzzled expression made Declan pause for a moment. The man, now looking puzzled, asked, "Sure. Hi." Declan, taken aback by the man's reaction, replied, "Have a nice day," finding the situation rather peculiar. He shook it off and walked over to the steps in the front of the museum and had a seat on the top of the steps, looking out over the park. He found that the best way to start any investigation was to understand the surroundings before digging into the mystery. Just as Declan settled into his seat, the man in the old uniform approached him and had a seat beside Declan and flashed a smile, then said, "Hi, how are you on this beautiful summer day?" Declan returned the smile and replied, "I'm doing great, and you?" The man chuckled, "Not too bad, just a bit cool for my liking today." Declan couldn't help but wonder how the man in the heavy cloth uniform could be feeling cold. It was 22 degrees outside, and he must have been sweltering in the 30-degree heat trapped inside his uniform. The man appeared pale with clammy white skin as if he had not seen the light of day in years. However, it could all be part of his reenactment or movie makeup. He glanced over and inquired, "What's your name?" "I'm Declan," he responded, his voice tinged with confusion and a hint of hesitation. Then Declan reciprocated the question, "And yours?" The man adjusted his posture, sitting up straight as if taking great pride in his name. After a brief hesitation, he announced, "I am..." He paused momentarily. "John. John Brennan." "Well, good day, John. I am pleased to meet you," replied Declan. John looked slightly confused and repeated, "I said, I am John Brennan." Declan chuckled and replied, "Okay, I got it the first time. Thanks for letting me know, John." John was just about to say something when Declan looked into the park and said, "Listen, John, I've got a lot of work to do. If you don't mind, I need to get back to work." John asked, And what work would that be, Declan? Which Declan replied, I'm here to solve the string of thefts that have been happening in the area. You see, I am a bit of a detective. A detective, you say, replied John. Well, I spend a lot of time in the park and in the downtown area. Perhaps I know something that could help you on your mission. Or perhaps I could assist you in some way. Perhaps as a sidekick, John said with a chuckle. Declan carefully weighed the offer, recognizing the value of having assistance from someone well-versed in the downtown area. Okay, Declan nodded. You're in. Welcome to the detective team. I suppose I should let you know what I know so far. Declan started to lay out the clues as he knew them to be. The most significant items stolen were a pair of silver smartphones, specifically iPhones, iPods, and silver Samsung smartphones. Numerous gold bracelets and necklaces have mysteriously disappeared along with gold and silver watches. The majority of the thefts occurred during twilight, just before darkness enveloped the area, although not every incident followed this pattern. The police have successfully detained multiple pickpockets operating in the vicinity. However, upon inspection, none of these individuals were found in possession of the items reported missing. There have been no reports of thefts occurring during any of the city's late-night events. All of the reported thefts were carried out on sunny days. The staff at the Fredericton Region Museum have reported a typical scene, with the usual flow of visitors exploring the museum's offerings. However, there has been a noticeable increase in tourist activity over the past few weeks, surpassing the usual numbers. One peculiar observation is the absence of feral cats or stray dogs in the vicinity, which is unusual for the area. Furthermore, it has been noted that most dogs seem reluctant to enter the museum grounds, preferring instead to remain on the sidewalk. This unusual behavior adds a layer of intrigue to the otherwise ordinary comings and goings at the museum. The police are currently investigating the incidents that occurred at the park and museum grounds, but as of now, they have not found any significant leads. In addition, they are preoccupied with more pressing matters, such as dealing with reports of a crime family attempting to establish a presence in the city. There has been extensive construction activity in the area over the past few years, with heavy equipment causing disruptions to the surroundings and generating loud noises. It's hard to imagine how anyone could sleep through such a cacophony of construction. John glanced at Declan and nonchalantly remarked, If you're okay with it, I'll take a stroll around the grounds to see if our elusive thief or thieves are lurking nearby. Declan nodded in agreement, responding, That sounds like a plan. I'll head inside and have a chat with the museum staff. Maybe they have some additional information they're not sharing. Declan rose from his seat and strolled towards the museum's entrance. Suddenly a chill ran down his spine, causing the hairs on the back of his neck to stand on end. He quickly glanced over his shoulder, searching for John, but he was nowhere to be found. That guy moves fast, Declan thought to himself. As he pushed open the front doors of the museum, a staff member rushed over to greet him, launching into their usual spiel about the museum. Declan cut them off, saying, Pardon me. I've come to seek information regarding the burglar reportedly active in this vicinity. I'm curious to know if any members of the staff have observed any unusual occurrences. The staff member responded, No. Well, maybe. Over the last week, I've noticed something quite peculiar. None of the dogs from around here are willing to set foot on the museum's premises. The staff member gazed into the distance for a moment before suddenly declaring, There's a flock of crows and ravens settling in the park trees. He chuckled, adding, I suppose you could say it's a conspiracy to commit murder. He chuckled again, pleased with his clever wordplay. Declan did notice a large nest being built in one of the trees at the far end of the park. He thought to himself, It's nice to see a little nature in the park area. Declan decided to take a little walk around the building and perimeter of the park. As he walked along the front of the building, he could see John in the park standing by a group of people talking, thinking to himself, it's good to see John is making headway. After walking around the complete building, he started to feel a little depressed. So far, nothing that he had learned would be of any use. He was wondering if John has had any luck. Declan settled back onto the steps where he had first encountered John, deep in thought as he mulled over the various clues he had gathered and their significance. After about 15 minutes, John joined him and casually remarked, "That was quite an interesting turn of events." Intrigued, Declan turned to him and inquired, "What do you mean?" John proceeded to recount a recent altercation that had taken place on the other side of the park. It involved a woman who had been struck in the face by a stolen watch. This was during a dispute between two families enjoying the sunny weather. He mentioned that many parkgoers preferred to remove their jewelry to prevent tan lines, which had sparked the confrontation. Following the incident, a man matching the description of approximately 5.6 feet tall, with dark hair and a medium build, was seen fleeing the scene. He was dressed in a green jacket and brown track pants, with a distinctive logo on the back of his jacket that could potentially be linked to a school or sports team. Plainclothes police officers were currently in pursuit of the suspected thief. Declan began piecing together the puzzle, gaining clarity as each clue seamlessly aligned. Observing a group of crows and various birds, he watched them weave and swoop through the trees, performing their annual rituals of song and dance. Declan's attention was drawn to several sizable nests scattered throughout the park. A nature enthusiast at heart, he reveled in the enchantment that spring and summer brought, the awakening world with vibrant life and enveloping the air with melodies and theatrics. He recalled that the city was going to place a webcam over one of the nests today so we all could watch the drama unfold. John asked Declan, "Did you find anything on your walk around the museum?" Declan replied, "Absolutely nothing. No footprints. Nothing out of the ordinary." The museum representative was a little freaked out by the lack of pets in the park and the amount of dogs that would not come into the park, like they saw a ghost or something. John and Declan both laughed. Barely a few moments had passed when Declan noticed a city cherry picker arriving on the scene, its crew preparing to mount a webcam above one of the larger nests. Rising to his feet, Declan announced, "John, I'm going to have a word with the city staff handling the webcam installation. Maybe they've observed something interesting in the last few weeks." John looked up, perplexed, and inquired, "What's a webcam?" Declan couldn't help but laugh. "Come on, John. You're not seriously expecting me to believe you don't know what a webcam is. Nice try, buddy." With that, Declan began walking towards the city workers, mulling over his decision to bring John along. Despite his doubts, John had proven to be quite helpful. With this thought, Declan paused and turned back, intending to ask John to engage with the museum staff once more. However, John was nowhere to be seen. Declan found himself wondering, how does he disappear so quickly? As Declan approached the city workers, he suddenly noticed a tall man swiftly weaving through the crowd, grabbing a woman's purse as he dashed across the open square. Within moments, two burly men joined the chase, flanking the thief. With a quick tackle, they brought him down and swiftly handcuffed him, all in a matter of seconds. Declan pondered whether they were undercover police officers patrolling the park. Could this event mark a breakthrough in the mystery? Despite this, several unanswered questions continued to linger in his mind.
Declan knew he would have to get access to the police reports if he was going to understand what has been happening in the park. Just then, Declan received an email from his friend in the police department, Corporal Woods. "Declan, you now have access to four of the most current reports. Stop by the office anytime." Declan put his phone back into his backpack and started to make his way to the city police department.
Police Incident Report, City Police. Subject: Missing Property in the Downtown Core. Investigator, Corporal Woods, dated 16th of July, 2024. Description of the incident. Several items have been reported missing, allegedly stolen. Currently, we have up to 20 reports by several different individuals. In 90% of the reports, the victim had removed the jewelry and placed it on the ground beside them prior to it being stolen. In 10% of the cases, the jewelry or smartphone was removed from their pockets. This would suggest that there are pickpockets working in the downtown core of the city. Below is a comprehensive list of the items that have been collected so far, totaling an estimated value of $35,000 Canadian. 1. Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max, quantity 3, estimated worth $6,000 Canadian dollars. 2. Samsung Galaxy S24, quantity 4, estimated worth $8,000 Canadian dollars. 3. 6 gold chains of different designs and quality, with an estimated worth $10,000 Canadian dollars. 4. 9 gold wedding rings, estimated worth $17,000 Canadian dollars. 5. 4 silver chains, including one distinct Viking design chain, estimated worth $4,000 Canadian dollars. 6. 3 wallets with a total of $600 cash. 7. 4 purses with approximately $500 in cash. There has been significant number of items stolen over several weeks, which indicates the likelihood of multiple pickpockets operating in the downtown area. It is important to consider the possibility that they are working together or as part of a coordinated group. If this is true, we could very well be looking for organized crime elements. I recommend the Organized Crime Task Force be included in the investigation. The city is launching a new initiative called Save the Birds, which involves installing a webcam above one of the park's largest bird nests. The webcam will exclusively monitor the nest, ensuring the safety and protection of the birds. To further enhance park surveillance and deter criminal activities, it is suggested that webcams be positioned at all four corners of the park to boost overall security measures. Police Incident Report, City Police. Subject: Officer Square Disturbance. Investigator: Corporal Woods. Dated: 18th of July, 2024. Description of the incident. Around 1:45 p.m., a disturbance took place in the vicinity of Officers Square in the downtown core. The incident unfolded as an individual was struck in the face with one of the stolen watches, leading to a heated argument between two families, each accusing the other of theft. A man fitting the description of approximately 2 meters tall, with dark hair and a medium build, was spotted fleeing the scene. He was clad in a stylish green jacket paired with brown track pants, featuring a distinctive logo on the back. Plainclothes police officers intercepted the individual just 2 blocks away, only to discover that he was not in possession of any of the missing items. As it turned out, he was merely running late for a date with his new girlfriend and was determined not to spoil their first date. The people in the park have provided accounts in writing of the incident that took place there. To summarize, it appears that a watch was hurled across the park, hitting a person on the right side of her face. Fortunately, she sustained no injuries from the incident, and the watch was promptly returned to its owner. There was nothing further to report. Corporal Woods, Incidents Investigator, City Police, dated 18th of July. Stolen Goods Report, 23976, City Police. Subject: Missing Property in the Downtown Core. Investigator: Constable Adan Chiumbo. Dated: 12th July 2024. Paragraph 1. Incident Details. On July 12, 2024, during the 3-hour period leading up to dusk, several personal items were reported stolen from their owners. All incidents occurred within the confines of Officer Square. We arrived on site at 9:30 p.m., just before last light, and met up with three individuals, info listed below, that reported the item stolen, detailed list below. Paragraph 2. It should be noted we have already successfully detained multiple pickpockets operating in the vicinity over the past 3 weeks. Paragraph 3. Conditions at the time of the alleged incident. A. Weather. Clear sky and 26°C, with light wind. B. Activities. No events were being held at the alleged incidents. There was, however, approximately 15 different groups using the park, none of which witnessed the crime. C. Items allegedly stolen. 1. Gold watch, a new Rolex Oyster perpetual date watch worth around $6,000. 2. Gold butterfly earrings worth $2,000. 3. Silver-colored Apple 14 iPhone worth $2,000. 4. Red-colored Apple 14 iPhone worth $2,000. And 5. Silver watch, Riviera Baume and Mercier estimated cost $6,000 to $7,000. Paragraph 4. All of the owners of the allegedly stolen items will report to the station on the 14th of July before 4 p.m. to fill out a formal statement and file a report. Constable Adan Chiumbo, Shift 6, Local 1234. Stolen Goods Report, 23977, City Police. Subject, Missing Property in the Downtown Core. Investigator, Constable Adan Chiumbo. Dated, 14th of July, 2024. Paragraph 1. Incident Details. On July 14, 2024, during the two-hour period leading up to dusk, one individual reported a stolen iPhone 13. The incidents occurred within the confines of Officers Square. We arrived on site at 9:15 p.m. just before last light and met up with the individual, info listed below, that reported the item stolen. Paragraph 2. We have had numerous complaints and filed reports of missing items in the park. There has been reports that an element of organized crime has moved into the city, which could explain the concentration of crime in the area. Paragraph 3. Conditions at the time of the alleged incident. A. Weather. Clear sky and 25 Celsius, with no wind. B. Activities. No events were being held at the alleged incidents. There was, however, approximately four groups using the park area, none of which witnessed the crime. C. Item allegedly stolen. 1. Silver-colored Apple. 14. iPhone worth $2,000. The owners of the allegedly stolen item are required to visit the station before 4 p.m. on July 15th to complete a formal statement. Declan sat in his usual spot on the steps in front of the museum, eagerly anticipating the moment when the city would activate the webcam overlooking the largest nest in the park, nestled high in one of the majestic maple trees. He was drawn to the beauty of nature, making it his second passion after his dedication to being the city's top amateur detective. Today, he was determined to be in the park when the webcam went live, ready to witness the wonders of the natural world unfold before his eyes. Just then, John strolled over and settled into the seat next to him. "Birds, those curious winged creatures that never seem to stay still," he remarked with a grin. "But, you know, summer just wouldn't feel the same without them." As they chatted, another man in uniform displaying the city's badges took a seat to Declan's left. It was Corporal Woods, the officer assigned to the ongoing park thief investigation. Despite his efforts in thwarting several robberies, he found himself no closer to apprehending the culprits than when he first began. "Good day, Declan," Corporal Woods greeted. What's all the commotion about? Declan's smartphone, equipped with a webcam app, began to flicker and gradually cleared up from a blurry haze, revealing a clearer image. He proceeded to explain, "Well, Corporal Woods, sometimes things aren't always as they seem. A thief is not a thief. It's just part of nature." He held up his smartphone to reveal the image inside the large nest. Corporal Woods looked at the now clear live webcam feed and exclaimed, "What the... You have to be kidding me," as he looked at the large nest and started to laugh. "Now why did I not think of that?" He slapped Declan on the back shoulder and said, "Thanks. You have just made my day. I can't believe the crows did it. It's like something out of a movie. Now all I need to do is figure out how to get it all back without disturbing the inhabitants of the nest. Plus, by now everyone in town will know where their valuables are and will want them back." With that, Corporal Woods was up and on his feet and making his way over to the tree in question. Declan turned to look at John, but once again he was gone. "Where does he go?" Declan was thinking while the museum curator was walking over, pointing at the large nest and laughing. Declan said, "Yes, I know it's all in the tree." Just then, he glanced at the curator who was now standing beside him. "Have you seen John, the military reenactor who was assisting me with the investigation?" The curator inquired about his last name. Declan replied confidently, "John. John Brennan," echoing the way John had introduced himself the first time they met. The curator chuckled and said, "You're quite the joker. The only John Brennan I know of was a soldier who was tragically murdered in Fredericton in 1868. You see, John was a ghost that only Declan could see and hear. Declan was not sure why or how this had come about, but he was happy it did, and perhaps he will see John again." With a smile and a swagger to his walk, Declan walked out of the park and on to the next mystery. You can find the story about John Brennan in the Backyard History, link at the bottom of the story. The Invisible Thief,